Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the show that brings the magic right to your speakers. Ears up!
Hey, friends, welcome back to the show. Ears Up Podcast. We have a lot to cover today. We have a lot of information to get through, and we have not a whole lot of time to do it in because we're recording the secret show in an hour and a half. There's a lot happening. I have a feeling that a lot of it's going to carry over to the secret show too. So, you know, if you want to check out all the remnants of the things you don't know yet, be sure to sign up for the Patreon. However, today's show is all about Budget Bev Part 2. Bev buys knockoff Nikes for the park day or something like that. I don't know. We'll think
and then
of a good
feet need to be amputated.
We'll think of a good tagline for this later. But anyway, Bev went back to the parks with Terrence, of course. And I don't know why I say of course. And we gave her the task to see if she could survive on $30 a day. $30 for a whole day. Because last time was, what, 65, Bev, I think?
I think you gave me 60.
60. Well,
but I came in well under.
The listeners gave you 60. I would have given you 20.
You said 40.
Whoa. I would have given you 40.
I was going to give you 25, so I guess I'm a jerk.
I want her to make money next time.
If we send her with less and less money, eventually she'll be a net positive.
I don't know that I have that skill set.
So I want to talk to you about that, but also I want to talk to all three of you, Jeremy included, because you have all been to the parks recently, and Eric, you know, you can chime in too. I don't mean to leave you out. But sure, I want to know, Taryn and I both want to know, like, what's it like going to the parks? Like, really? Not just like, oh, it was busy and it sucked, but like, how was the experience?
It was busy and it sucked.
Oh, well, there you go. That's no need to listen to the show, folks. That's it. We're done for the day.
Yeah, she threw $30 in the trash can on the way out.
Yeah.
In the wishing well.
That's right. That's what I did. I did just a circle around the hub, tore it up, and flung it in the air, and then walked away.
I got a Subway sandwich, and then I tossed away $21.
But I want to figure that out because Taryn and I have been thinking about it. We're thinking about the parks a lot, and you know, a lot of people are thinking about it too. So hopefully we can just set that record straight. Because also, if you read some of these articles that maybe we'll get to on the secret show, I don't know, it's a mixture of things where it's like the park is too crowded, or if it's on these Disney fan blog sites where it's like fans are outraged at the park and the things and whatever. And so I want to know if there's really any outrage. So we'll get to that, all that kind of stuff. But you can find us on social media, of course, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you are going to go to the parks at all, either Disneyland, Disney World, or beyond, if you want to do something else, you know, if you're in L.A., you want to go to Universal, or if you're in Orlando and you want to go to Universal, which, you know, honestly, you should, really,
yes.
Because Universal rules in Orlando. Go to concierge.com and get your tickets there. They will help plan your vacation. Pretty much mostly anywhere, Eric will correct me if I'm wrong, but they're experts on getting you into Disneyland, Disney World, the Disney parks, even some Universal stuff. They can tell you exactly like when the best time to go is for you, where to be staying. You give them a little bit of information about like, oh, we don't really like walking at all. Okay, well, then you're probably going to be staying at these resorts and we'll book those for you. You want some dining reservations, we'll book those for you too. We'll navigate Genie Plus for you. They'll do all of that stuff that the parks will not do for you. So check them out, concierge.com.
Yeah, and if you want to go to Akron, Ohio, we can figure something out. We're that good.
That's right. You're willing to learn.
Yes, we're willing to learn Akron.
That's right. If I want tickets to my local community theater, will you guys help me book that too?
Is that commissionable? Does your community theater pay us like Disney pays us?
I don't know.
I mean,
isn't that up to you to figure out?
They might throw you a few shekels just to make it worthwhile.
I mean, you know, who knows?
We're bringing a tour bus to you, okay?
That's right. You can support the show a multitude of ways. Go to Etsy.com/shop/Coveyors. I know I've been talking. I'm going to get new shirt designs and new shirt options, I guess. I want to put up more muscle tees because it's muscular season. So that'll be up soon. I'm going to hopefully do that next week, and we'll figure that out. But the best way to support the show, go to Patreon.com/earsup. Become a Patreon supporter for as little as $2 a month if you want. But at $5, you get the secret show, which we're going to be recording tonight. So you can check that out. All of the secret shows up until when we first started. You get the whole backlog of secret shows. You also get an Etsy discount that I've just refreshed those codes in Patreon today, as a matter of fact. You also get a commercial-free feed. That's your very own feed with no commercials in it. So there's a lot of benefits of becoming a Patreon. Mainly, it keeps us doing the show. It enables us to pay our bills and keep doing the show. So we really appreciate you Patreons out there. Thank you. Thank you very much. And we're always welcoming new Patreons. Patrons? I don't know.
Patrons?
Patrons.
Patrons.
Petroses.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're always welcoming new Petroses. Our family's growing.
Oh.
No.
Ooh,
no.
Announcement.
No. I just meant like I have like nieces and nephews that need to get married. That's all I'm saying. Don't put a curse on me, Terrence. Don't put the green curse on me, please.
Oh.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it, man. All right.
You said that, and then I looked up at Taryn's box to see the reaction, and it was just like she had vanished.
She's gone, dude.
Like, I just wish that the chair was like spinning. Like, quick exit.
Yeah, with a Taryn shaped cloud of dust.
Yeah.
Right. That would be great. All right, Budget Bev.
Okay.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty here, dude. I want to know how your time was, how your experience at $30 for food.
Okay, so. I actually kind of, and I suppose you and I probably should have talked about this ahead of time. I kind of sort of typed out my whole like trip planning routine that I typically do mm-hmm. in order to save money.
Okay.
Just in general. But then I also have it pretty strategically worked out for what I did for my day in the park, spending little to no money. So I'll start with that.
Okay.
That seems to be the most interesting.
Yes, sir.
When we arrived in Anaheim, I first thing I did as soon as we got to the hotel, I placed an Instacart order because I didn't travel. We didn't drive there, so I couldn't bring food.
Okay.
And I didn't want to pack it in my suitcase. So I placed an Instacart order at Sprouts and I ordered one container of crunchy peanut butter for $4.97.
Okay. So this
That's
is just
a calculator. That's a calculator.
I added up at the end. Relax.
Thanks, Jer. You got it?
Is this all coming out of your $30 budget?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So you're just giving money saving tips.
What is
well,
this?
Wait.
You get free stuff.
No. I was supposed to not spend money in the park. This isn't in the park. This is prepping me so that I don't have to spend money in the park.
She's in the pocket of the peanut butter.
I could
lobby.
Have brought my That's own peanut happening. Butter, but I didn't drive.
So yeah. We don't count the $50 bottle of gin that you buy as well? It
Absolutely
doesn't count?
Okay. Not. Okay.
Would you otherwise be Sorry. Eating spoonfuls of peanut butter in the that you bought?
Can you let me finish? I'm not going to be eating spoonfuls of peanut butter in the park, Jeremy. Although I'm not above it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I'm not opposed to doing this. This is a good snack. High calorie, you know, fat. You know, we need that.
I bought a jar of jam for $2.69.
Okay, nice.
Bought some bread, was $3.99. I bought some candy, like some Smart Sweets. Just they're like a what are
Smart
like Sour
Sweets?
They're like Sour Patch Kids, but they're like the Sprouts healthy brand. They're not healthy. Don't be fooled.
Okay.
And I bought a bag of Pirate Booty.
Hell yeah!
For a total of $27 with delivery.
Okay.
What is Pirate Booty?
It's white cheddar popcorn.
Yeah, it's bomb, dude. It's so good.
That's the kind of thing that sounds disgusting, but I would be like, can I have more of that?
Yeah.
But like, you're like, oh, it's so gross. But like, can you keep it coming? I need more.
Exactly. That's kind of exactly how it is. Oh, I also forgot to mention I bought muffins. So that morning we woke up, Abby and I both had the muffins I bought and I had a cup of coffee from the room. And then I packed the two additional muffins that were in the pack and took them into the park with us.
Did you say where you stayed?
We stayed at the Portofino
I know, right down there.
Yeah.
Down Harbor.
Okay.
Fashion.
All right.
Since I knew I was going to be placing the order, I packed Ziploc bags with me and I did carry those in my suitcase. So I didn't have to buy Ziplocs because those are expensive. For lunch, I made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the hotel room. Before we left, I made two for me, two for Abby. Mm-hmm. And I took them into the park along with two bags of pirate booty to snack on, as well as that janky bag of Smart Sweets.
By the way,
side note, don't buy those. They're gross.
I think it's called Pirate's Booty.
It's one pirate and it's his booty.
Yeah, pirate booty is a whole different... It's a whole different snack you're eating if you're eating pirate booty. I think it's pirates plural booty as in
No, I took a screenshot of my receipt from Instacart. I'm reading it. Pirate Brands. Oh, damn. Pirate's booty.
Man, commas be all possessive and stuff like that. Or apostrophes.
Dare they?
Apostrophes anyway. Are possessive.
I love how sure you were though. You were like, no way, I've got it right here. Oh. Well,
homie.
It's oh wait.
She gave me the booty. She threw the homie at me too.
I did. I was so sure.
Yeah, I love doing that when I'm saying that I'm wrong. I'm like, oh. Well, at least tragic. I sounded cool.
Bev, I'm concerned about one thing. I don't recall hearing in that list a bag of hot sliced pepperoni.
Body temperature pepperoni.
Excuse me. Number one, it was salami. And number two, you're getting ahead of me.
Oh.
So pump the brakes there, sir.
Wow.
Let's go.
Pump the brakes.
Homie. The park. Okay, keep going. Sorry. All right.
Well, so far, I don't know. We'll see how this experiment ends and then I'll judge it.
Right now, we're in the park. We've spent $0. Okay.
Of course. Right.
So I carried all that in my backpack through the park. And then throughout the day, Abby did want like some treats. So she got an ice cream sandwich, which was around $5, which is freaking outrageous, but whatever. Moving on. And I bought a slice of watermelon, which was about $3.
That's outrageous. An ice cream sandwich for $5. That seems about reasonable price.
It was 90 but a slice of watermelon. Absolutely worth it.
A slice of watermelon for $3.
I know.
I bought a full watermelon for $8 the other day.
Is it thick? Like, is it a thick slice or is it like a somewhat skinny slice?
It's a chunk. She thick.
Okay.
on the corner of Harbor and Catella, and that guy is selling pineapple and watermelon right out of it. I don't remember how much it cost.
Yeah.
No, thank
you. Hot watermelon out of a cart is
with a tahini puts on top of it too. Let's go, baby. It's perfect.
I think maybe they did. Yeah.
Uh huh. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Obviously, for lunch, we had our peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. We had the snacks in the middle of the day. And then for dinner, we went to the Pacific Wharf Cafe. Abby had the macaroni and cheese bread bowl, and I had the broccoli and cheese soup in a bread bowl for a total of $22.98 for the both of us. We ended up eating dinner pretty late and didn't end up eating again until the walk home, where I ate one of the muffins we had packed, which was completely destroyed.
Sure.
Don't put a muffin in your backpack and think it's going to survive. And Abby ate her second PB&J, so in total, I spent just over $30 for the both of us.
So it sounds like, number one, you didn't win.
Correct.
You spent more than $30.
For two people. I was only supposed to spend $30 on myself.
I'm impressed. What I would like, and I don't even know if this is possible, and I don't know if this is maybe torture in some way, shape, or form, but to go into the park without eating breakfast and having all the stuff beforehand and see if you can make it through the entire day only spending $30.
No, I would kill someone.
Okay. Well, that was sort of the point of
absolutely
to do
not.
It.
You have to make provisions. You have to plan. Like, if you don't want to spend a lot of money, you have to like be prepared.
Okay, so you knew right off the jump that you couldn't do just food for yourself for $30. You can't do
absolutely
it. There's no way.
Not.
There's no way to do it.
I mean, even if I just got like a churro for breakfast, that's $5, and then a reasonable lunch, and that's just filler food. Like, that's not gonna keep me. That's just gonna make me feel like garbage, and you know. There's no like nutritional value.
No, but a muffin on the other hand.
It was a.
Was it a brand muffin?
I think it might have been. It was not a brand muffin. It was a blueberry muffin, but it was still delicious.
I mean, I don't know.
And better than a churro.
I don't know. I think the experiment should happen again.
I don't know why you want to torture me so much.
I just want to see if it can be done.
I did it.
It can't be. I want the next experiment should be, can you get out of Carthay for under $100?
Absolutely not.
That's the next experiment.
Yeah, you go in to use the bathroom and you come out.
What No, because with as much effort as it takes to actually get into Carthay, you don't go in there and spend less than $100, because if you go in there and spend under that, then you did not get your time's worth.
Good point.
That is part, even before like the you know, obscene effort that you have to put in to get into Carthay, you sort of get, you feel like you've accomplished something, like you climbed a hill, and you're like, I don't want to leave until they roll me down this thing.
This is my chair. Right. There's air conditioning.
Yeah, you don't pop into Carthay Lounge for...
Bring on the drinkies.
Yeah, you don't pop in for a drink.
No absolutely not. I think we might have used to do that, but no more. No, those days are gone.
Maybe when it first opened. Yeah, I don't know.
I think a singular person could spend $30 and eat three meals a day. You just have to eat them all at Starbucks.
Exactly.
Dan in
the
chat's willing to try.
Breakfast sandwich.
Dan, yes, let me know. We'll talk about this later. Yeah, you know, okay, maybe I think I see what you're saying. I think you approach this the right way is how to spend $30, but not if you could do it in the park, right?
What?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
I don't.
So explain
for me, Terrence.
I'll mansplain for you.
Thank you.
So the tip would be, if this was, you know, a Disneyland hack, if you will,
right?
The Disneyland hack would be pack food and bring it into the park so that you don't have to spend money on food within the park.
That's not a hack. That's just being frugal.
No, that's
why just my life.
It's not a hack.
Of course,
that's what it is. But there's a difference between saving money by bringing food in and seeing if you can go $30 only spending, let's go a whole day only spending $30 in the park without bringing food in to the supplement. And I also think that at some point you would kill someone.
100%.
If you were trying to make it on $30 in the park.
I'd be hungry and I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so you bevified it a little bit.
I mean, I think I just showed a reasonable way that I just don't think it's, I just.
No, just for you personally.
Don't think it's possible.
Yeah. I don't think it's possible either, which is why I was really surprised when you picked 30. You wanted a challenge.
I did want a challenge.
What I would also say to this is I think there's people who bring food into the parks, and once you get into the parks, their $30 goes up to $80 because they're like, you know what? Whatever. My kid wants, you know, a gumbo bowl. I'm just going to grab a gumbo bowl or something. And so I think you showed that it really is possible to save money by doing this. And if you are on a tight budget and want to save money for later on in the trip for souvenirs, then this is what you should do.
Well, and I think that there's so few things that Disney actually like allows in the sense of like you don't have to do it there, right? You don't. So if they're allowing you to bring food in, I think you should take advantage of it, because who knows how long they're going to allow you to do it.
I don't think that anybody doesn't bring in food. I would think what 70% of people bring in food.
You think so?
Really?
Yeah. That's my guess. So. Based on literally nothing.
Oh, I was.
That's a lot.
Noted.
I think you're crazy.
20?
Otherwise,
really?
It wouldn't be so hard to get a damn reservation.
And I would say no, just based on being in the security line and looking at how quickly a lot of people go in without even bags. I would say at least 30% of people going in don't have bags.
That's me.
Yeah.
Every time. Like, why bring a water bottle? I could just drink out of a fountain and keep going.
I mean, we never brought food in. Like, almost ever, until we
just ate my sweaty salami meat.
No, I just think it's hilarious that, like, Jason's like, everybody does, and she's like, we don't.
That's literally what I was like, I just read
that's
Jeremy's
not true. We brought in snacks before.
Only once we had a stroller.
No, before, because I remember throwing them in my backpack.
Maybe.
You didn't have a backpack, you had a fanny pack.
Oh, this is pre-fanny pack. This is before I plussed myself.
Once you went fanny pack, there was no room for a sandwich.
There's no room for a sandwich. But I think you're sort of right, Terrence, and you know, and bringing your food in, because we've made a sandwich or brought Uncrustables or whatever, and you sort of eat it, and then you know, maybe you have a drink, and you go like, well, look, I've already saved money because I brought this food in, so let's splurge and do this other thing. Let's get a turkey leg, even though I'll never finish it.
Even though it's $11 and I won't. Yeah, exactly. You won't finish it.
No, you don't finish it. You can't take it home. There's no to-go food. But yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I think, you know, while Disney allows it, you bring in your snacks. But then, you know what? Their earnings call came out and Chapek was like, well, for the second quarter in a row, people are spending 40% more than they did pre-pandemic. There's no shortage of like people trying to throw money at Disney.
Yeah.
There's just not.
Bev, Jeremy. Did you calculate what you were all in between the groceries that you ordered first and the 30 $8 you spent in the hotel, like what did you, what were you all in for?
$57.
That's nothing.
Well, and it's hard because it's like you have to, you know, how much was each slice of bread, right? Because you didn't eat the whole loaf of bread. Maybe you did. Right. I don't know. Or the whole jar of peanut butter. So if you really want to figure it out.
I brought them home and now I have peanut butter and jelly in my pantry.
Yeah.
I mean, even great. $57, that's insane for a day at Disneyland. That's a huge savings.
Yeah.
How did you get home?
On an airplane.
She walked.
Did you check that bread?
Mm-hmm. I didn't take the bread. She would have been flat.
Oh, yeah.
So you wasted
jelly in the fridge.
You can't carry on.
I did. It's a very short flight.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's cold up there.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
In the air.
In the hold. Well, this is fascinating. But you didn't talk about the pepperoni.
Well, that was more of my, I typed out like quite a bit about just like planning a trip and saving money. And I don't know if we'll get to it tonight or not. We don't have to. But basically, I just made a little quip towards the end. And as I'm talking about food and the parks, I do say something about like, I understand peanut butter and jelly doesn't work very well for everyone because of nut allergies and whatnot. But meat usually doesn't transfer well. Just to ask Jeremy about my bag of salami.
It was delightful. You know, when that cured meat gets a good sweat going by 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
gets a good like bubble going on the top.
It is the most sensual of all the cured meats.
Oh man.
Very knowledgeable. Now, Bev, I have another question for you. So you used Sprout. Is that a local Anaheim grocery store?
Not Anaheim. It's just a California grocery store. I think, I mean, it's probably in other states, but we have it up here, so I knew what they had, what they had to offer.
Okay.
And what I could buy. They had another store that was priced about the same, but it was called Aldi, but I'd never heard of it, so I didn't use it.
You've never heard of Aldi?
Aldi's a UK brand.
I know. I really want to go to Aldi.
I've never heard of an Aldi. What's Aldi?
It's kind of like a Trader Joe's.
It's a UK grocery store. I don't know. Yeah. Oh. I don't know what they have on offer, as you say, but
it's
they have to display.
We have one here. It's basically like everything is unbranded. So it's like a whole supermarket of just the store brands.
They have organics and they have pretty high quality stuff, at least in Chicagoland where I'm from. Aldi made a name for themselves. They used to be super cheap and they've kind of elevated over the last few years.
So it is sort of like a Trader Joe's.
That's interesting.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
It's quite a savings. It's significantly less expensive than an average Publix or...
Sure.
Interesting. Whatever. Interesting. Yeah, the last time we went, I ordered from Publix, and I was like, "This is not cheap." I was not happy with it.
Hopefully, next time you go to Aldi, you can be on the lookout for our friends at the 21st Amendment Brewery. Welcome the warmer weather with the release of their brand new hoppy pilsner, Coaster Pils. With a label that depicts a magical portal into an amusement park of flavors, Coaster Pils has a good time around every turn. Coaster Pils is wonderfully clear and bright with a beautiful straw color and tight white bubbles. It has a snappy flavor with crisp lines and wonderful citrus, tropical, hoppy flavors and aromas. Plus, at 5.4% ABV, it'll help you coast right through your day like only the 21st Amendment can. Coaster Pils, as well as our summertime favorite Heller High Watermelon Wheat, are available wherever you find great craft beer. There you go. Be on the lookout. Neighborhoods near you. All right. Well, so Bev, okay. Do you think you can do $20? No, you can't do it. There's no way. There's no way. Because it's just for you. I don't think, you know.
If it's just me?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Course. Yeah, that's the whole point.
Well, but I mean, like, I was under 30 for me and Abby together. Yeah. I did us together.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I mean, if it was just me, yeah, I could do it.
A hot dog and two snacks all day.
If it's just me, I could do exactly the same thing I did on this trip, and I would still be under 20.
Yeah, but I guess in theory you could spend no money and just buy all your stuff ahead of, outside of the park.
Right? I could. I certainly could.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to eat peanut butter and jelly that many times.
Well, there's other things to eat. There's other food.
Not meat.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you could get a Slim Jim.
Yeah, snap into that sucker in line.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, so...
Potato or egg salad sandwich, that'll keep well.
Make lots of friends in line, too.
Yeah. 105-degree egg salad. Mm. So, tell me about your trip. Tell me about the parks. what's going on? What's happening in Anaheim these days? How's the parks treating you guys? So, is it okay?
Actually, let me say really fast.
Yeah.
One thing I did see a lot of, and I don't remember pointing it out to Terrence, but you know those Yeti backpacks?
Yeah.
That you they're kind of like coolers, but they're not, but they're like backpacks.
Okay.
I saw like four people walking through the parks with those on.
Those are very expensive. That's a very expensive
They're hell of
too,
expensive, yeah. But I also thought you weren't allowed to bring coolers into the park.
I guess if it has two straps, you can say that it's a backpack and harass security enough to where they'll be like, I don't get paid enough to deal with this.
Because if I had a Yeti backpack, I'd carry some salami.
Okay, there you go.
Moving on.
Yeah. Why don't you smash that microphone next time? A little bit harder. Okay.
You saw a lot of those. I saw a lot of butt crack. I don't notice if you notice this. Something comes over people when they're packing to go to Disneyland. And they lose all sense of how their clothes fit and what should be worn on their bodies. And there was so much lower cheek hanging out below trouser or the shorts.
Oh, I mean, booty
really
cheeks.
Unsettling.
Booty cheeks.
Wait. Are you talking? Wait, hold on. When you say butt crack, I'm thinking you're talking about
the plumber.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But if you're seeing bottom cheek, those are Daisy Dukes. And you're talking about it hanging out of pants. That's an issue.
Shorts, and I'm seeing cheek hanging below, okay? Ooh. And I'm thinking to myself, who packed these clothes? And what drugs did they get on when they something comes over people?
No, they're not comfortable.
They're definitely not comfortable, even for the viewer. So that's something I saw a lot of. I did happen to notice.
I wonder if that's like the people from like out of state who aren't used, like maybe they're not used to wearing shorts because, you know, it's only May. And so they packed their shorts and then that's all they've got. But then they throw them on and
it's like too late now.
Yeah, I don't know. Possibly, definitely. And, you know, that's definitely been a thing, a reoccurring theme for years at that park is like just the underhanging booty cheeks. It's like, how are you even sitting down? That can't be comfortable when you sit down, because then when you get up, I don't know. You're asking a lot of your double stitching on the sides of your shorts.
When it's that hot, your thighs are all like rubbing. Nah.
Yeah. If your thighs are rubbing outside of the bottom of your jeans, like it's that's not going to be good.
That's not good. Okay. So how are the parks? What's up with that?
Apparently visually offending.
Yeah. Are they super busy? Did you guys experience a lot of people?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes and no.
All right.
So if you haven't listen to the latest episode of In Depth, because the way that Jeremy said it, which was actually really good, that he
actually, it was really good.
I'm sorry. It was extremely good, because I agree with him as well, is that when you're walking down Main Street, that's kind of how you gauge how busy the parks are.
Right.
And so when we were walking down Main Street, it wasn't actually that bad. What was happening is that you had Pirates, which is, you know, a people eater, closed. And you had Indy that felt like it was shutting down constantly. You have Rise, which shuts down every 5 minutes. You had all these different things that were closed. And because of that, it felt a lot busier because people are kind of walking around and figuring out where they want to go. But overall, it didn't seem like it wasn't extremely crowded. It wasn't uncomfortably crowded to me. It was just there's some people here. That's how I felt.
So I have some questions about... I have a lot of questions just about the general experience. My first one is cast members. Do you notice any difference like pre-pandemic versus now? Like with, I don't want to say attitude because I don't want to necessarily assume it's negative, but like any sort of change in the amount of giddiness that you tend to expect from cast members?
I think
I want my cast members to be giddy.
The giddy meter was definitely low.
So you weren't here. You had already left. But I had one sort of negative experience with, she was very young. I think there's just you have to understand that's a minimum wage job. These are kids. They like, there's just a lack of professionalism, but they don't necessarily, they haven't grown into that yet. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but what's interesting is that I think, and not necessarily pandemic, but that's how we think about time now. But like before the parks closed for a year, that wasn't an issue because there wasn't this huge like resignation thing. People weren't talking about how much they make all the time. Like, but now I think that the younger generation is like, yeah, I'm working here, but like, whatever. I don't know. I could be totally wrong, but that's, I guess, my question is like, is there any of that kind of political stuff coming in?
Dan in the chat made a good point. Don't tell him I said that. But there's a lot of new cast members now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people left during the pandemic. They came back, and these people are all brand new, all trying to figure it out at the same time. So you don't have that 30 years of interaction with guests to know which lines are going to work and things like that. Also, and I hope you don't have to edit this out, but a lot of the people there are just absolute tools at this point. I mean, they're
like employees or guests.
Guests.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, yeah.
I
saw some guy getting kicked out.
Yeah. Like I like normally, like when I would look and see like the stuff on YouTube of like the guy who got pepper sprayed at Tower of Terror back in the day, you're like, oh, that's insane, and no one behaves like that. And you see people yelling at each other, people like yelling at cast members, and it's like, it's ridiculous. And across the board, the pandemic has really brought out a lot, and it has tended to push people to one side or the other in multiple facets. But what I've seen is that it seems to me like they're putting up with more crap than they had to pre-pandemic, because people feel so entitled. And when I say entitled, I don't mean magic key people feel entitled. I mean people who are in the park feel entitled to do whatever they want to do whenever they want to do. And you got these 21, 22, 23-year-old kids trying to talk to grown men, being like, act like a grown man and stop yelling at your kid because he's crying right now. Like, this is ridiculous.
I do sort of wonder if when everything sort of started back up and they had all these new employees, if maybe the training changed a little bit. Maybe it was a little streamlined. I was texting Jason about this, but like, we were about to get on Splash and a boat came through. They opened the gates and we started to walk forward, and then they closed the gates. And like, my foot got stuck under the gate.
Oh.
And then got like cut and started bleeding, and it was a whole thing. And so whatever, I dealt with it. The lady behind was like, oh my God, are you okay? I got on it. I was fine. I could walk. I got off, and all I wanted to do was be like, you know, I understand that. I don't know why we couldn't get on that boat. That's fine. I'm not totally not trying to go full quote unquote Karen on you. Like, you just need to be careful, because I'm a grown woman and it's fine, but that could have been a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Her response to me was kind of crappy, and she was just like, yeah, that happens sometimes, sorry. And I was like, absolutely not. And then I took my happy Karen self to guest services.
Good.
Wow.
Because I was pissed, and I was like, I didn't want anything out of that. I wasn't looking for fast passes. I wasn't looking for anything. All I wanted was an acknowledgement and just that somebody would be careful. Just, I wouldn't want that to happen to Abby or anybody else's kid or another adult even. But guest services was lovely. However,
okay. I think that's
my interaction
where,
was kind of crappy.
I think that's where everybody goes if they have some sort of, you know, semblance of a proper customer service, is they're put in those customer front facing things. But I think for the most part, ride ops don't, not that they don't care, but they don't care.
Well, and all, yeah. And, you know, going back to what Terrence said about the guests feeling entitled, I do think there is a sense of entitlement when you're a guest at Disneyland now, because you've paid $200 for a single day.
Absolutely.
You want to have the best experience possible. You want to not get your foot cut for absolutely no reason on a ride. Like, I mean, and you want
somebody... already hurt so much.
Well, I think there's an asterisk but when you buy the ticket, that one of the things, your feet could get cut.
Your feet could potentially get trapped under the swinging doors.
And that's what we as guests have to know.
Well, and so that's, I think Bev, I think you're also right. I think that they had to hire a lot of people really fast, and that training was probably, I'm guessing, not as thorough as maybe it used to be. And the combination of those two things is sort of creating what, I haven't been to Disneyland since in like 2 years now, but it sounds a little, it makes me nervous. I have anxiety thinking about it sometimes.
No, what I would say, if you have anxiety about the interactions or with the CMs or with the interactions with other guests or whatever, I would say it's few and far between. Even though I saw more, it's still few and far between. It really is. I think the thing for me, this is my third time being back. No, fourth time being back to the park since they, fifth time. Oh my gosh. Since they reopened. And the first time we went was masks everywhere.
Flex.
Masks everywhere, masks in every single part. And then we went when masks were optional everywhere. And then we went again where masks were mandatory indoors, and now masks outside. And what I'm seeing is that people are doing what they feel comfortable doing as far as masks are concerned. But there is not a single person in Disneyland that has ever heard of the concept of a personal bubble.
That's true.
At all. And I mean, just in line for Indy, and like I'm looking back and giving the death stare to the woman who's pushing up on me for like no reason. And I'm like, why? I cannot go any further. And so that part gave me a little bit of anxiety. But as far as everything else, I mean, it felt good to be, and every time I go, it feels good to be back there, even with all the issues, even with all the stuff that you have to deal with. Like, I'm choosing to leave Northern California and go down to Southern California for the thing. And I know that the thing is not going to be what it was 5-6 years ago when I would go and everything was fine. It's going to be different. And so I have to psych myself up for it, but I still enjoy the thing because I want to go down there for the thing.
I see. So, okay. So my next question, how's the food? Because I, you know, in their Q4 call, I believe it was, they talked about making the portions smaller, and they're trying to find all these ways to streamline food. So I'm curious if you guys have noticed any difference.
I didn't
then
notice
and now.
Any food. I didn't notice anything being remarkable one way or another. I think we talked about how we went to Rancho, and it was already like the portion was already smaller, and that was different. But that wasn't this trip. And I don't recall anything mm-hmm. being, it seemed normal, honestly, yeah. Well, to be okay. fair. I,
no, ahead. You're absolutely right. I just thought about a place that we went to that we have to talk about as well.
Where I died.
Yeah. So we went to, this is not the diet. She died in a different part, but we did go to Carthay.
I died at Carthay.
Yeah. We went to Carthay, and the portions of Carthay were still great. They really were. They were okay. Very good.
I should hope so. For those prices, I really
I don't remember.
Yeah. We went to.
Are you talking about the restaurant or the lounge?
Yes. I mean, okay. we did both. Well,
the lounge portions were always sort of small.
Okay. So
for the money you're paying.
We did go to the lounge, Beverly.
I know we went to the lounge. Did we eat in the lounge? The lounge is what started. Look, that started the downward spiral.
We ate at the lounge.
Like, did I have food in the lounge?
No, I honest to God.
Yes.
I swear to God, I don't remember.
Did I breathe air in the lounge? I don't know.
So
I remember alcohol.
Beverly made basically back-to-back reservations. She made a reservation for the Carthay Lounge, and then basically 3 hours later, a reservation for Carthay Circle Restaurant.
For dinner.
And so we go to the Carthay Lounge, and we had, I think, 3 or 4 drinks each. The kids each had a meal. We had some appetizers. We did the whole thing. We went over to Soarin' and came right back for dinner, and we're like, I guess more cocktails. And so at one point... in Carthay Circle, very fancy, very, very, you know, high class. We're upstairs. It's beautiful. I look over and my girl right here is literally sleeping on the bench.
At that point, it's not sleeping. You passed out.
One of the kids put a napkin over my face.
Oh my God.
gently closed her eyes and then put the napkin over her head.
Put a coin over
her. But then I woke up and I rallied and I had the worst heartburn of my life.
You Johnny Depped.
I Johnny Depped.
Oh, and mind you, this is 5 p.m.
Oh my God. You had a whole rest of the night to go.
I died that day.
But you rallied? That is impressive.
She rallied. I was proud of her. She did.
Did you puke and then rally?
I didn't.
Mm-mm. Oh, wow. I don't know how one does that.
There was some stumbling walking away from Carthay the first time.
I had the hiccups. I was back. I was drunk like that.
You should have just got her a wheelchair.
But the so overall, we had that. Then we had the gumbo bowls from the wharf and mac and cheese bowls, and everything was a good size. And I would say personally that every single food or drink experience we had on the trip was good.
Except.
Oh, God.
This is for Oga's Cantina.
Really?
Ooh. Hot. Whoop. Buttered garbage. I will never go there again.
Why? How, again, after one experience?
Oh, it was never. Awful. It so was first horrible. Of all, our reservation was very late because it was all I could get. So it was like 10:40 or something like that.
Oh, okay. Right
so I go
away,
there
I
to
already,
check in.
I can already guess what's happening. Yeah,
I go, this is actually another cast member interaction that was annoying. So I go there to check in and she's like, you need to be over in that line. I was like, I'm checking in for my reservation. She's like, you need to be over there in that line. I was like, but you just, I pressed the thing that said I'm here and it told me to go to the front. And she's like, right, everybody else just got that same reservation you did. You all need to line up. And I was like, I got this reservation 3 months ago. And she was like, oh, what's your last name? And I gave her my name and then they took us inside.
Karen.
I was like, call me.
Karen, Karen.
I was not, I'm being more angry now than I was then. I was very polite, but I was like, no, I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get this. I struggled to get this. So we got inside and it was very cool, but I was vastly unprepared for what Oga's is. Like, I guess I should have paid attention to the fact that there was no food and we had two small children with us.
Yeah. There's like snacks that are elevated snacks and you can't.
They set us at a table with another family.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which I also wasn't expecting. And I'm so thankful it was another family with kids because everybody else was hammered in that place.
Oh, there was a baby at the bar.
There was a lady with a baby who she had just sitting on the bar while she's just drinking. And the cast member had to come by and be like, ma'am, your baby can't be on the bar. So then she just set she was at the standing bar. So she just set the baby on the floor.
Star Wars style.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
It was
sometimes it takes a cantina, Bev, to raise a family.
Thing. Oh, my God.
There was this, Elon Musk looking guy and over in the corner and then his date or someone was doing a weird dance and he was filming it on his phone and I was like, we got to go.
Yeah.
And my drink wasn't even that good. I was check please.
That's too bad. I mean, because I liked Oga's. It was neat, but I think the alcohol culture can ruin a place. And I feel like if there's not that enforcement on the culture and how people are meant to act or interact with one another, then that'll just ruin the spot, 100%.
So the server was completely frazzled. He was running around with a chicken with his head cut off.
Yeah.
The people we were sitting at the table with, they were really nice. They were we sat down and we were hey kids, it's your first trip to a bar. That's exactly what it was. Abby was can we go?
Yeah, Jack wasn't having it.
So you didn't have a Universal day, which is the thought I was originally having. It's oh, this sounds like a trip to Universal Orlando where everybody's just a little bit ruder, a little bit rougher. You had a Six Flags day.
Oh,
Six Flags day.
Yikes.
But there wasn't the only silver lining is there wasn't a stabbing.
So, I mean, basically the lesson is don't go to Oga's after 10:30 if you have kids.
Yes. Yeah. Unless you're looking to get kind of crappy and I'm editing my words there, but unless you're looking to get intoxicated, that's not where you need to be with kids at that time.
Nah, it wasn't.
If you want to go to a bar, that's where you want to go.
Yeah. I don't think I want to go to a bar.
Not with a kid.
No. And apparently they only, what I was able to gather from just watching the reservation system, if you made a reservation, you get a table and you can sit. But if you don't, you get a standing booth. That means you go into a bar after walking around for 12 hours today and you get to stand some more.
Right. And it's communal standing space.
And it's communal standing and there are people all up against you. I wasn't impressed. I'm being very negative, but it wasn't my favorite.
I also don't know how people were that trash with a 2-drink maximum.
There was a 2-drink maximum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be.
I didn't know that.
You got to come in pregaming to get that trashed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got to fall asleep at
Carthay. Honestly, it's my most shameful and
most
my proudest.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I you sent me a picture that someone took of you and I was
I was I died this
day. Wow, dude. Absolutely.
Absolutely deceased.
I mean,
the problem with food at Disneyland and World is that there's so much required mobile order.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like,
is that a problem?
Come up and get something to eat. My friend's kid. Oh, let's get her an ice cream cone. Mm-mm. Oh, come back in an hour.
How really?
Bent. I'm not coming back in an hour for an ice cream cone.
You have to mobile order bent. The Dole Whips.
Yes.
I mobile ordered the Dole Whip because I went up to the Dole Whip shop.
There was no line.
And there was no line. And they said I had to mobile order. And I'm a nice guy. But yeah. I was really kind of annoyed at that point, and I just pulled out my phone and just right in front of them.
I'm here.
And then I'm here. This is my number. I was like,
that's weird.
I wonder if it's like a cash handling thing also.
Possibly.
Where it's like,
possibly.
Well, we don't have any cash, so you literally you have
fine,
to
then just
order.
Hang up a sign that says you don't have cash. And,
well,
and,
yeah, I guess.
Mm. Who is paying in cash? You tap.
Yeah.
Tap and go.
Well, and also
tap
like
and go.
What's a bummer about that is that means that people aren't standing in line for food. So they're wandering around, not knowing what to do for an hour while they're waiting for their ice cream cone.
Yep. Diddling around in augmented reality.
That's true.
It's silly.
So, buying pins. I mean, it's just the most unsavory.
So something I did notice is that, and I know we've talked about this a lot with Kyle, but I think Lightning Lane is making the wait times so much worse.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Absolutely. I mean, FastPass increased the wait times. And Lightning Lane is the same thing, but now you're just paying for the opportunity.
But now you pay for it.
Yeah, you're paying for the privilege of increasing the wait times for everybody. Well, and that's sort of why I wanted to have this conversation, because I thought that Disneyland was not at full capacity yet. And I could be wrong on that. I don't know. Did it feel like
if
that?
If they're not at full capacity, I don't want to see it after.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it more than that.
It's busy. It's not the busiest I've ever seen the parks in the times I've gone, but there's a good amount of people there.
Eric,
there
really do you know if they're at full capacity yet?
I don't know. I was just about to look it up, but no, I haven't heard that they're at full capacity, but
I don't see why they wouldn't
could be.
Agreed.
Yeah, I don't see why they wouldn't be there. But I in back of my mind somewhere, I thought I saw a thing where it's like they're not going to be. They're committed to not being at full capacity for the rest of the year. But I don't know. But maybe that's part of the problem with like the wait staff, you know, running around and being super, you know, spacey at OGA's. Is there maybe they're understaffed? But then also, what's the point of having reservations? To me, the point of having a reservation is to make sure that you're staffed properly to handle the flow.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree.
And that was the problem we had at OGA's when we went, even from the beginning when we first went. It was like it took forever to get anybody's attention. And so you're in there for 20 minutes and you finally get a drink and you're like, do I really want to wait around another 20 minutes? Like you have to like basically order your next drink when your first drink shows up.
I've had better experiences at OGA's, but even post-pandemic where we've had a decent time. But clearly, that doesn't happen every time.
Nope.
Please go ahead.
Full capacity is kind of a sliding term, right?
Like
there isn't a true number of capacity. I think Kyle taught us this, and that's one. There's the fire department full capacity with like actual how many people can literally just fit in here safely. Then there's their ideal operating capacity, and then there's like different capacities based on how many rides are open at any one time. Yep. So if Pirates is closed, technically, the capacity of the park goes down because you don't have that many people doing something. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to say, like, what's the number of what and capacity and where are they at that, because it's sliding all the time.
It's true.
So who knows where we are?
Yep, that's a good point.
It just feels crowded. How about that?
Agreed.
Sure does.
Yeah. But it does feel crowded. You guys all sort of agree that it just feels packed a lot.
It does. It does.
Yeah, it was crowded for sure.
Is it worth
things
it?
Things that are...
I mean, which is hard to put a value on it, because what's worth it to you is not worth it to me and vice versa. But like overall, is it enjoyable? I mean, Terrence, you said you had to psych yourself up because it's not going to be the way it was pre-pandemic.
Yeah, but I still enjoyed it. We're going back in December. Like, I still enjoy it. We got magic keys. Like, we're going to be taking trips. And so I enjoyed it. I still think it's worth it. It's not the same. It's not, I mean, there's a lot of things, even pre-getting to the parks, that just makes you realize it's not the same. Like, you can't just pick up and go because you may not have a reservation. And so there's all those little things that just kind of reminds you it's not what it used to be. But once you get into the park and you start experiencing some of those things again, you get some of those feelings back. And so for that, I would say, yeah, it's still worth it.
Okay.
I also didn't think that the relative crowds of California Adventure and Disneyland felt as crowded as Epcot and Magic Kingdom have typically felt lately. Those parks are shoulder to shoulder. And Epcot has a huge capacity. And you walk
Epcot's
in. Epcot's
massive.
But Disneyland, I think that was the most striking thing to me is because I'm so used to these parks lately. And I walked in there and I was like, oh. It definitely felt crowded, but probably not more crowded than when we did the 100th show.
Okay. But yeah, 2018, 2019 Disneyland, I can remember going past Pirates before they started to kind of streamline the flow around there. Wait, like, why did we come this way? Can we go a different way? I mean, it's been packed. We've been having this conversation for years, I think.
True.
Which is what they're doing, right? They're building a queue, a proper queue for all that excess, right?
They're manipulating it somehow. I know, like, the trees in that little, you know, in the queue area where you, like, go up the ramp over, I guess those were diseased or something, so they had to pull those out. So I'm sure they're going to make some more space and do whatever,
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I know the park has been packed before, but I guess just, you know, now in the COVID times, you know, for the pandemic and stuff, I'm curious as to how the park feels, because it is still, you know, a thing that I pay attention to, I guess. Maybe most people don't, I guess.
I think it's just, it's not the busiest I've ever seen it, like we were saying.
Yeah.
But it's almost like compounding things, like. It almost seems like everybody who works there, whether they're nice or not, they're just kind of just worn out.
Okay.
And that's, I think, everybody everywhere.
Yeah.
It's America.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, you can't blame them.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I didn't walk away saying, boy, I should get him. Like, because I was an annual pass holder at Disneyland for many years. And I walked out of there going, I'm good. I don't need to get another one. I'm not rushing back.
Okay.
I mean, I guess that's the real juice right there.
Well, that's a hot take.
Because I thought, I was like, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to go here and I'm going to walk away having bought. Well, I don't know. Can you even buy them? I don't know if you can buy them right now. But I thought I would walk away with a magic key, and I walked out and I was like, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm afraid that's how, when we end up eventually going, I'm afraid that's what is going to happen to me. We're going to be like, I'm sort of like right now, I'm sort of okay not going. And I'm afraid when we go down there, it's going to be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of want to go not.
I've kind of gone a lot this year because we have a magic key until it runs out. But I really have zero desire to renew it. I'd much rather take the money that I'm putting towards the annual key and save it and go back to Disney World. Mm.
Mm. Interesting.
I think my favorite part of being at Disneyland that day was when I was at the Sheraton. Sitting by the pool, enjoying the sun and enjoying the pool, and like just like kind of relaxing in the Southern California heat.
Yeah.
And then I said to myself, why don't I just go to Palm Springs? Like, what am I doing here?
Right, exactly, dude. Yeah. Or Rancho Mirage now in the Cotino. No,
I'm over it.
Whatever, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, look, thank you guys very much for the rundown of how the parks are. For sure. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to do one piece of Disney news and to give a big announcement for the show. So hang on, everybody. We'll be right back. This year's up.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Gee, sorry guys, but that guy bought 14 churros. I'm all sold out.
And now, back to the show.
All right, thanks for hanging on, everybody. I would play the news theme song right now, but, you know, I probably won't.
You sound like Marty McFly pretending he's Marty McFly's son in Back to the Future 2.
What do you mean? Oh, in the little thing or whatever.
Yeah, he totally does.
He's like, oh, God.
Oh, gee, Biff. I don't.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Wow, I gotcha.
That's funny.
I gotcha. Well, all right, everybody. Terrence has some big news to talk about. So we're here. We're all gathered here today. Terrence, do you want to do the thing? Do you want me to do the thing? I don't know what you want to do.
I'll do the thing.
All right, do the thing, baby.
So, first of all, I... You're
pregnant.
I'm pregnant. Yes.
Thank you.
No, so over the course of the last year or so, there's been a lot of huge things that have been happening in my life that have taken more and more attention away from Ears Up. Stuff, family stuff, work stuff. And it's just gotten to the point where I need to really focus on the stuff in life that I cannot fail at. I can't fail as a husband. I can't fail as a father. I can't fail in my career. And because of that, I'm stepping away from Ears Up I guess as a
effective immediately
like right now. Like I'm about to end the stream right now. No, I mean, honestly, I need to focus on the stuff in life that I need to focus on. And I feel like I've been given as much attention to the show as I can. And it's getting to the point where I can give less and less attention there. And so I'd rather step away, refocus, and that's what I'm going to do. And so it's hard. It sucks. But I know in the end, this is the right thing for me to do. So
you got to do what you got to do.
Yep.
Yeah, it's, you know, and you told me yesterday, although I can't say that we haven't seen it coming, I guess, you know, because your time has been sort of spotty, and I totally understand it. And, you know, when we were talking yesterday, it's like, you know, you're responsible for you first and your mental space first. And if you don't have that, then you can't be supportive to anybody else.
Yeah.
And that's what you got to do. And, you know, and it is disappointing. It is sad. But, you know, I wish you all the best, and I hope that hope everything calms down a little bit and you can come back. Or maybe you just come back and visit every now and then, too. But I do want you to come back. I mean,
yeah,
you know, we sort of started the show with you, you know, I wouldn't have had it any other way, Terrence.
I appreciate it. And, yeah. And I'm not, don't look at this. It's like, I feel, looking at the chat, feels like I'm at my own funeral right now.
Well, we're actually sending him to Mars, you guys. That's what we're not saying, is that he's the first person to die on Mars.
No, but I'll be around. I mean, I'll be around. I've talked to Eric and Jimmy and Dan a little bit about some stuff with the Supreme Resort, and I've talked to them about a couple of things with Scraping the Vault, and you know, there's
you have time for those shows, but not for this one.
Very sporadic.
All right, no, just announcing a new host on the Supreme Resort.
Damn you, Eric. No, but no, I mean, honestly, I mean, I'm really, it's going to be sporadic. I might jump in the chat every once in a while when there's a show, but I need to step away and I need to refocus on the stuff in my life that I need to focus on. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, but it's been a good run. It's been a great run. We've gone from not knowing what the name of Radiator Springs Racers was to
not
being able to Ridgeway Racers, by the way, to be able to to interview the Rolly Crump. Like, we've done a lot together. And we've done a lot of amazing things. And I want to thank each of you guys personally just for who you are to me on the show, but most importantly, who you are to me off the show. And then to all the listeners, you guys are awesome. You guys are absolutely awesome. So thanks for all the support over the years. And we'll be seeing each other. Don't worry. We'll be seeing each other around.
All right. Well, we're going to bring Eric on.
Yeah.
To sort of, you know, fill your churro wrapper, the handle, the paper that they use to grab the churro. I don't know what it's called.
I love that illusion. Yeah. Thanks.
So Eric is going to be stepping in and, you know, doing some shows and some seggies and, you know, sort of some bringing some Eric content to this show and, in hopes to, not replace Terrence, but to, you know, be Eric. I don't want Eric to be Terrence. I want Terrence to be Terrence and, you know, everything will be great. So
it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I appreciate that because I can't beat Terrence. No. So
I could barely beat Terrence.
Terrence can't. That's why Terrence is leaving, so he can go beat Terrence. Yeah. Otherwise, he can't be.
No, yeah. I talked to Eric a little bit yesterday, and Eric's been killing it. Like I know he was a little apprehensive when he started being on other shows, but just watching his growth over the years and listening to him on this show, like I still listen to Ears Up, even if I'm not on the show, I still listen to Ears Up. And Eric, you've been killing it, and so I'm excited. I'm excited about the future of the show. You guys are going to be great.
I appreciate that.
Or else,
oh no. The pressure's back on.
Yeah.
I wish we had more advance notice. I feel like the need to put together a montage of
like tried. We tried for like today, and it's like it's so hard. But what I did do is I did put a call out for people if they want to leave you a message, Terrence. And so I put a little something together. It's not a whole lot of time, so it's short. However, this is
Terrence is gonna cry.
I'll just play.
If he cries, I'm gonna laugh and point.
Oh, he's so crying already.
Here it goes.
It's time to say goodbye to the biggest heart in podcasting, to DCA's biggest cheerleader, a family man, a Run Disney fan, and the churro lover who broke through the cinnamon ceiling for all of us. Terrence, you've entertained us. You've changed us. We wish you all the magic. You will live forever in our hearts and in the archives. Now, Ears Up!
Hey, Terrence, RGH here. Just want to wish you well. I hope life goes okay. I know it's rough right now, but we'll definitely miss you here on the pod. Wanted to share something that I don't know if you know how much it meant, but really it drove me to be part of this community when I sent in a feedback a few years back, and you actually reached out to me personally through Facebook to get some details, and really showed that you wanted to personalize some advice and that sort of thing, and it actually informed part of how LGH and I took that vacation. So thank you, and thank you for everything you do for the pod. We can't wait for your triumphant return. Take it easy, man.
Terrence, man, whatever's going on in your life, I hope it goes well. I've been listening for a long time and have listened to every episode. It's not going to be the same without you. Just hope that everything goes well, and Godspeed.
Hey, Terrence. It's me, Asher. As you might know, I'm currently in hiding and running from the lawman. After a series of infractions, which may or may not include tricking one of my best friends into doing a bunch of angel dust, and kidnapping a kid from the Boys and Boys podcast who is basically a better version of me. You know, regular cool kid stuff. Anyways, I just wanted to let you know that my Uncle Jason has always had real nice things to say about you. And every time I listened to the show, it seemed like you were one of the people on it who actually liked Disneyland. I guess that's cool, even though Disneyland is for babies. I'm not a baby. I'm a real cool 10-year-old who is also real. Well, it looks like cop cars are circling the abandoned Radio Shack that I've broken into as my secret hiding place. I've already said too much. I love you. Goodbye, Churro Wizard.
There you go, Terrence.
Wow. Oh, man, that wouldn't have been complete without Asher.
That's true.
Godspeed, buddy.
You put those in a very good order.
Thanks.
I will say.
Okay, well, that's it. That's our news. And that's our show for today, folks. Sorry to end on a bummer, but it's not a bummer because Terrence is still alive. Everybody, that's more important than ever to properly
congratulations
enunciate.
Yeah, to eulogize.
Yeah. Good news, not dead.
I feel eulogized right now. This is so weird.
Yeah,
I was getting teary, and I was like, Beverly, you see him multiple times a week. What is wrong with you? Stop it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we don't have time for that. But.
in the chat, there seems to be a disproportionate amount of sadness from the hyphenated people. I don't know, everybody with a hyphenated name.
The hyphenated really contingent wants to weigh in.
Yeah, they how really sad they are. Put it out there, it seems.
Yeah. Well, that's probably true. Yeah, anyway, Terrence, you know, thanks for everything you've done for the show. And, you know, I hope to get you on back once everything, you know, settles down. And come back anytime, obviously. You're never not allowed on the show.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're very welcome, dude.
You might need to replace the new guy.
We'll see. Good. We might use and abuse the new guy a little bit too much. And you're like, you know what? Let's get that Terrence guy back in. I don't know. All right, everybody. We're going to get out of here. We have the secret show come up in just 15 minutes. So if you are listening live, the link is already in Patreon, of course. So go ahead and you can go over there and, I don't know, wait for us to make our drink. We have a farewell Terrence drink to make. So it's a couple shows all about Terrence. And frankly, I'm sick of it. Anyway, everybody, thanks a lot for tuning in. And until next time, we'll see you in the parks.